Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Some may call this four-part harmony, but I call it praising in the Spirit of the Lord. My, could you pick some of the signs ministers' voices out of that praise? Hallelujah. Some of you may have never heard praise like that before, but it's awesome. So praise the Lord, my friends, and welcome. Did you know that the end days are upon you? Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by myself, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice. Not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. And please know, I am has sent me unto you, amen. You should also know there is a need for support to keep this program on the air. This is not some big ministry. This is little old Brother Johnson sitting in his little old log cabin he built himself, and there just is not a lot of money to keep all these radio programs going without your help. This program is listener-supported and will not stay on the air without your help and support. I especially need to hear from my Wednesday night and the repeat of the Wednesday night on Saturday morning listeners. If you're listening on Wednesday night or Saturday morning, please give me a call with the number that you hear at the end of the program or write me a letter, but I sure would appreciate a call. I don't know how long I can keep these two programs going if nobody's listening, so I need to know that you're listening. This program is spiritual, therefore it needs support, just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit is this radio program. Why waste time worrying about the world's financial crisis? Place your trust in God, my friends. Faith requires action. And being generous and sending your love gift to keep the Signs Radio Ministry on the air is action. Now for tonight's Last Days, End Times, Quick Bible Study, King James Version. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Watchman comment. When this verse speaks of the world, it is speaking of the inhabitants there of men, women, and families, as well as the ungodly multitudes, the masses who are alienated from Yahweh. It also speaks of the affairs of the world, earthly goods, riches, and pleasures, which are kept by the same word, meaning basically the sayings of Yahweh God. Hallelujah. The word store means to accumulate, I'm sure you know that, store up, keep in reserve, etc., etc. To live from day to day as to increase either the bitterness or the happiness of your life. Which would you have increase? If you live like the world, you will only increase in bitterness. But on the other hand, if you live a heavenly life on earth, you will increase in happiness. Amen and amen. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ with God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. My friends, let's enter into that hidden life in Yahweh tonight. As the end draws near, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. prepare ye the way of the Lord. My friends. 11.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, oh, my children, are your eyes open? Are your ears open to the things that you see and hear coming upon the earth? For the last days, the end times, are upon you, saith the Lord. Swiftly now, the time comes when my Son will soon appear. Will you be ready for that time? Will you meet him in the air? Will you gather together with him, with all the saints from heaven, that the day of Christ might be at hand for the sinful earth? The time when my Son, saith the Lord, shall deal with all sin and set up his kingdom forever and ever, saith God.
Yes, for it is a time of restoration, saith the Lord, for my church. Even though it is a time for destruction and wrath upon the world, I have restoration for my remnant of people that are believing in me. Be as that one who is totally restored, saith the Lord, for I am preparing my bride to be without spot and wrinkle. I only say unto my bride, hear my voice and believe my words and trust me when I say unto you, soon I shall come, saith the Lord.
My, oh my, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, is it not? It won't be long now. Now for tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My, oh my, in this program you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Acts chapter 3, verse 23, King James Version. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Watchman comment, now that is a heavy-duty verse, is it not? Prophetic in its nature. And it shall come to pass that every soul, here speaking of feelings and desires attributed to human life, souls that are endued with the ability to hear, souls that are not deaf, souls that need to consider what was said, to understand and perceive what was said, to comprehend, amen. A prophet in Greek writings is an interpreter of oracles or of other hidden things, one who is moved by the Spirit of God and being his organ or spokesman. Solely declares to men that the prophet has received by inspiration of Yahweh's Holy Spirit, especially concerning future events, and in particular those that relate to the cause of Yahweh and the kingdom of God and, of course, to human salvation. Just like the Old Testament prophets, having foretold the kingdom, deeds, and death of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Also of men filled with the Spirit of God, who by God's authority and command in words of weight, the causes of God, and urge the salvation of men. You did not know that a true truth prophet's duties before the Lord range so widely, did you? My friends, my oh my, oh, but you can be assured that I did, as I take my watchman calling very seriously. Amen. So, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Hallelujah. Amen. So, get right and get ready. My friends, Alex from Virginia, CBK from Illinois, and Russell from Virginia, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for this program. And if you're hearing this program on Wednesday night or on Saturday morning, my friends, I sure appreciate you giving me a call or letting me know by letter. Father, I just pray for them. Bless Alex, CBK, and Russell, Lord. Meet their every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program and your watchmen. Bless their needs and meet every one of them. Amen and amen. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. So, my friends, let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Jude chapter 1, verse 23, one of my favorite verses. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Watchman comment, that's what I'm doing on this program. I'm helping you to wash those spotted garments and keep them clean. Hallelujah. Praise God, we have that ability. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Supreme Court ruling allows strip searches for any arrest. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled by a 5-4 vote that officials may strip search people arrested for any offense, however minor, before admitting them to jail, even if the officials have no reason to suspect the presence of contraband. Watchman comment, I told you American freedoms were disappearing for years now. Do you believe me now? If you still do not believe me, what will it take for you to grasp these are the end times? My, oh my. Continuing. North Korea is preparing to unveil a new long-range missile that is capable of striking targets in the continental U.S. Reconnaissance satellites have identified the huge missile at a North Korean government research and development facility in Pyongyang. South Korean government sources have revealed. Analysis estimate the weapon to be around 130 feet long and equipped with a more powerful booster unit capable of delivering a warhead more than 6,200 miles. That is assuming it is not a mock-up or a dummy weapon to get everybody excited. Who knows? Watchman comment, though I just did, do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, Yahweh's watchman now? South Korea and U.S. officials said they believe Pyongyang wants to show the new missile off at a military parade scheduled for April 15th, just a few days away now. Continuing. Most people think of a cashless society as something that is way off in the distant future. Unfortunately, that is simply not the case. The truth is that a cashless society is much closer than most people would ever dare to imagine. To a large degree, the transition to a cashless society is being done voluntarily. Today, only 7% of all transactions in the United States are done with cash, and most of those transactions involve very small amounts of money. Just think about it for a moment. Where do you still use cash these days? Watchman comment, well, I try to use it for all purchases, as cash is untrackable, and that is why the cashless society exists, to track you, don't you know? Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark. My. Continuing. Medical insanity. Babies are now being treated with dangerous diabetes drugs before they're even born. Oh, brother. It's just the latest example of medical insanity in a world experiencing a runaway diabetes epidemic. The drug being used in the UK, that's United Kingdom trials, right now is metformin. Another name is glucophage, a drug with a long history of toxicity and known to cause side effects like these. Muscle pain and weakness, slow or uneven heart rate, nausea and vomiting, difficulty breathing, reduction in levels of sex hormones, numbness in arms and legs, stomach pain, lactic acidosis, a potentially fatal buildup of lactic acid in the body. And this is what they're now giving to pregnant women with babies that are going to get this stuff? Seriously? My, oh my, UK. Continuing. And also this. FDA says fresh milk is dangerous, but chemical BPA is perfectly safe, of course. Sure it is. The FDA, the organization that conspired with California bureaucrats to attack raw milk distribution centers over the past 2 years, has just announced it will not ban BPA. Biphenyl something or other. I can't remember what that is. The FDA says there isn't enough evidence of BPA being harmful to humans, and that's a lie. The real story here, however, is that the FDA routinely allows toxic and even deadly chemicals to remain legal in the food supply, while working to ban dietary supplements and nutritional supporting products that are actually good for you. And also this, baby Irene's dad agreed with his homeopathic physician about the dangers of vaccines. He certainly did not plan on vaccinating his four-month-old daughter. However, under a tremendous amount of pressure from the family pediatrician, he and his wife gave in and allowed a single injection cocktail of seven vaccines as follows. DPAT, three vaccines, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, HIV, pneumococcal, polio, and influenza. Once home, the baby had a fever that eventually passed. The parents then began to notice that the ordinary babbling of the baby, cooing and baby talking, and so forth, had completely stopped. Their baby could no longer talk. My, my, my. She would open her mouth and appear as if she were trying to speak, but could only manage to stick out her tongue. Unsurprisingly, one in 88 children is diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. This is not only true for vaccines, but also for many of the treatments prescribed by modern doctors. My, oh my. Continuing. New U.S. domestic spy program takes Neighborhood Watch to a scary new level. LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, still employs a directive titled Special Order 1, which permits police officers to deem what is suspicious and then act on it. So SO1, or Special Order 1, enables the LAPD officers to file suspicious activity reports on observed behaviors or activities. Where things might get murky, however, is how SAR guidelines categorize constitutionally protected, non-criminal, and commonplace activities, such as using binoculars, which might look like you're some kind of terrorist, snapping photographs, again, looking like a terrorist, and taking notes could be indicators under this SO1 of terrorism-related activity. Continuing. The dead Northern Union is revived. A leaders' summit chaired by Obama is seen as progress on North American Union agenda. The trilateral North American summit has been downgraded from the heyday of the George W. Bush administration and the announcement of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, or SPP. But anyone who thinks the globalist initiative to integrate North America on the model of the European Union is dead or beyond any hope of revival is badly mistaken. Today, under the Obama administration, SPP-like meetings are being held. That's right, today they're being held. But under the less controversial, rebranded, and refocused structure designated as the North American Leaders Summit. Watchman comment, I told you this would be back, and I told you they just changed the name. So what's the difference? North American Union or North American Leaders? My, my, my. Same thing, just wrapped up in a new cover. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters or both, as the program finishes. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week, and when you do, please also pray about including a WOW Walk on Water love offering. This program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the true truth. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope, then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Amen. And they all add up to keep one Signs program on the air, as you hear when I do multiple sponsors. Signs of the Times is an international Christian ministry supported 100% by our Christian friends who sponsor Signs with their generous love gifts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E. New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. That address repeats in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version, as always. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Watchman comment, my, I love those names of God. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, I am, hallelujah. And Yahshua Jesus is the Prince of Peace, Shar Shalom in Hebrew. You may have already known that the word shalom means peace, but actually it has several meanings in the Hebrew. Shalom means peace, completeness, prosperity, safety, contentment, health, blessing, and rest. And not only that, shalom is the common word for hello and goodbye. Did you know that one? So when you greet someone or bid them a farewell and say shalom, what you are actually doing is speaking all those blessings upon them and really speaking over them the ultimate peace of Yahshua Jesus, Yahweh himself. Amen and amen. So I speak blessing upon you, my friends. Shalom. My listening friends, and especially those listening who do not think they are my friends, but they are, when, my friends, will you start putting the Lord God, the I Am, first in your life? Why not start right now, this very minute? And when something comes up in your life, just ask yourself, what would Jesus do? You will feel a whole lot better, even right now. Amen, as you listen to this radio. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach altar call in a church service by Pastor Johnson.
Who really knows what they might do in the name of protecting us from terror? I believe we are in the midst of an undeclared World War III. Are you ready to meet your Maker? Do it now before it is too late for you. How do I do it? I'm glad you asked. First, admit you're a sinner and repent of your sins. Then, ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior of your life. Then I can say this, welcome to the family of God. Now Jesus said to the woman at the well who had multiple affairs, go and sin no more. So I say to you, if you prayed that prayer, admit you're a sinner, repent of your sins, ask Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life, then go and sin no more.
I hope you heeded that, my friends. And when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And, as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this Saturday morning for a repeat of this program that you're listening to right now. It will repeat on frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. on WWCR transmitter CR2 on Saturday morning. That's 7490 Saturday, 7:30 a.m. Central, 8:30 a.m. Eastern. You calculate your time past that. Then Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central or 9 p.m. Eastern, tune in for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. That's two Saturday programs, 7490 at 8:30 Eastern in the morning and at 9 p.m. Eastern, 4840 Saturday night, both on WWCR as always. And if you can, or even if you cannot hear 9350, please, it's important that you let me know by calling or writing. Thank you. That's 9350 Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, as you're listening to right now. And also let me know about the Saturday morning program on 7490 at 7:30 a.m. I really appreciate it. If you're listening then, please give me a call at the end of the program. So, my friends, for more daily news and text forums like you heard on tonight's program, be sure you go to signsradio.com. That's signsradio.com, all one word. Don't forget the WW, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the Visitors Forum News with Views link. Go to my other website. There is so much posted on that website weekdays that there is no time for it on this radio program. And there are pictures you cannot see on the radio, my friends. That's pretty obvious. If you don't have a computer, libraries have free use computers. And the librarian will help you get to www.signsradio.com. Just write it down. SIGNSRADIO.COM. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? I pray you will. And I'll be looking forward to a note from you in Post Office Box 122 this week. It always blesses me to get my phone calls and my letters. Amen and amen. Thank you all so very much. Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122 L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 13797. Now a couple of letters from Signs Radio listeners. Dear Brother Johnson, our brother in him, thank you once again for all your labor and efforts. May they all bear fruit abundantly. And thank you to all your co-workers. May God bless you all, Kevin and Tanya, Ohio. And another one from Canada. Dear Brother Johnson, enclosed is an offering and a thank you for your ministry. I came across your website, I believe around 2005, and was always reading your prophecies. Now, I listen to your Signs Radio messages. I am trusting the Lord to deliver this gift to you. My dear sister, it came through just fine. Just pray over it. As I always tell you, it'll always get through. Also, I wish you all of the Lord's blessings on your upcoming marriage, you and your fiancé. Thank you very much. Sharon and I appreciate that very, very much. May the blessings of the Lord and all the Word of God follow you every day of your life. In Yeshua, Sandra, Ontario, Canada. From Missouri, Dear Brother Johnson, January 28, 2012, loud and clear signal in Kansas City. Enclosed is a small donation. Praying for your great success and more, wow, walk on water saints, so we can enjoy the real news. I believe America needs to race after fasting and repenting and conviction of sins, forgiving others, especially. Blessings, Shalom, Christina, Missouri. And one more from Canada. To Signs, Post Office Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797, United States of America. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Reception from WWCR is usually good, but not always. Sounds like the banksters and sin have his people all in a sorry state. Cost of an acre of corn in this area is up about 30%. Then he goes on to tell me how much it costs to do it, and he says, I'm not going to grow corn. Probably not enough money back to cover my costs. Yahweh is in control. Even so, come Jesus. Richard, Ontario, Canada. God bless you, Richard, my friend. I sure did appreciate that letter. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. Please tell me if you are listening to 9350 on Wednesdays or 7490 on Saturday morning, as I may have to cancel if no one lets me know they can hear that program or that they're listening. It won't cost much for you to call in. Just tell me your state and how well you can hear Wednesday night's or Saturday morning's program. It shouldn't be more than a dollar. And many of you have free calling. So please call. Here we go. Here's the number. 1-6-0-7. Are you dialing it right now? 2-0-1-5-6-6-3. I'm going to repeat that slow enough for you to dial it. Do you have the handset in your hand? Here it comes. I really would like to hear from you on this program. I need to know whether I can keep it on the air or not. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved and appreciated.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. Thanks, my friends. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.